Welcome to the Cynthia G podcast. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the concept of religion and spiritual beliefs, but not in the context of what we usually hear it in. I know many people believe strongly in their religious and spiritual beliefs, and that's fine. I've briefly spoke about my history subscribing to the Christian belief system, and largely I know many of our people still hold firm to either the Baptist Christian belief system or some form of Christianized Abrahamic belief system, be it Hebrew Israelite faith or what have you. This is the primary belief system of our people within this country, at least. And I've also spoken out about how I believe that rather than empowering us, these religious belief systems tend to disempower us and actually make us more divisive to our people. And this episode, we're not going to really discuss whether or not our community should be Christian. I do understand that with any type of belief system, these things, more specifically spirituality, tend to be very near and dear to the hearts and the emotional compasses of people, not just within our community, but globally. And this is why I believe one of the most insidious things white supremacy has done in the history of dealing with our people is convolute our spiritual belief systems and create a narrative that causes us to worship whiteness, to hate our blackness, to believe that we need to sit and wait on a savior who does not even look like us, who don't identify us, and who clearly did not create us in his image to descend from the sky and stop their true children, who they do resemble, from oppressing us. What we're going to discuss right now is an alternative perspective. And as an open-minded individual, not only do I like to consider all possibilities, but I also encourage other people to as well. So it's not that I don't believe that there is some merit to the Christian faith and to biblical principles, because I do. I think that with all deception, in order for it to be effective, it has to be convoluted with the truth. So this is what takes place throughout society, absent of religion, and religion is no exception, where you have truth mixed with deception and lies as a means of making the deception more effective. And this is why our community identifies mostly with Christianity. One of the reasons is because some of the principles are the same, but if you look throughout that Bible, you know that it's been tampered with, it's been changed, things have been taken out and added to it to a degree that it is very difficult to discern what is authentic versus what isn't. And many people believe that they do have the discernment to tell what is authentic and what isn't. But what is not to be debated, and often cannot be debated, is the fact that if you look throughout history, since we've been practicing this religion, it has failed to do anything beneficial to the mindsets of our people, in addition to producing tangible results. Now, we know this is not the case with other people, specifically the dominant society. They've been able to obtain a number of different tangible and intangible results, not only by believing in Christianity themselves, but also by our belief in Christianity, because we can say that we're going to change the face of God to a black man as much as we want to, but we know that that has not worked. And even if it's not preventing us from loving each other, it certainly isn't helping us to do so either. But sometimes I sit up and I consider different religions and the possibility of them being true. And with that, I also have to entertain the possibility of, what if it's just us? What if there is no savior coming? Nobody has been able to look throughout history and definitively provide you with evidence of any time when a savior has been here. Now, some people speculate that the savior has come and gone, but nobody can actually provide proof that a savior was here. Now, some people may feel compelled to debate this, and they'll refer to the Bible, and they'll refer to other documentaries where pieces of clothing have been found, but there have been more evidence to substantiate the absence of a savior than the existence of one. But whether people choose to believe that there's a savior or not is wholly on them. Again, I am not going to convince you to discard a spiritual belief system that you subscribe to, as I know how important it is to people to believe in something. But what I consider, and this is where a lot of Christians fall short, is because they have this idea of continuing faith to the degree that you can go generations, hundreds, thousands of years without being presented with any type of proof. No one in your family, no one in your lineage, no one in any of your generations have had any proof of a savior, and they'll still believe it. And I believe that that is to the benefit of the dominant society, but I digress. What if it's just us, though? What if there is no savior and all of the work to liberate ourselves is placed on us? What if there is no but one moderating our behavior to see if we are making the right decisions? What if it is just on us to make the right decisions? What if there is no savior that's going to come down and liberate you from white supremacy? What if it's on just us to liberate ourselves, for us to look throughout history and recognize the mistakes we've made and connect the dots between the past and the present to see where we've went wrong, where we need to make modifications, what are our most weakest points, and turn those into our strength? What if it's just on us to do that? What if there is no one who's coming to help us fight this battle spiritually or otherwise? What if everything is incumbent on us? What if we live on a planet where people really are just fighting for resources and may the best man win? What if none of this has anything to do with any curse that we've been placed under as a result of not following laws and commandments of a God that doesn't exist? What if we're just convincing ourselves that there is a savior out there, that there must be more to this because we realize that we are in such a hopeless situation, that we are up against insurmountable odds, and the only way that we can cope with the reality that we live in is to believe that there will be a savior who will come and one day liberate us? And it doesn't matter whether we have any evidence of that savior ever having come in or even existing. The mere thought of it is enough to keep us from going crazy. From a psychological standpoint, I understand that this is important, especially for those who are faced with trauma that they don't understand. And that is what's happening in our community. That's what has been happening in our community. We have been faced with insurmountable trauma, and the odds of reversing that trauma are very slim to none. We simply do not know what the solution is. Our men are very fearful. They don't even want to entertain the notion of fighting. They believe that to even agree that they have to confront this dominating force is a death sentence. Our people are terrified. And so what terrified people do when they don't have any other solutions is they will create a belief system in their mind so that they can cope with what they're dealing with. And if they just hold on to that hope until they die and their children die and their family members and every generation after them perish with no evidence that a savior came, the hope that one day a savior will come and liberate you, preferably one that looks like the dominant society, because really, no matter how many times our people change the image of a Christ or a savior, they really want that savior to be white, and they will hold fast to that fantasy rather than even entertaining the possibility that it may just be us, that everything is on us, that we need to solve this problem, that we need to get up and stand up, and we need to fight for our own liberation. We refuse to acknowledge that, and it's because that is a terrifying thought. And I have to admit it myself, the thought of that is terrifying, because once you realize, okay, it's just us out here, nobody's coming, there isn't a savior, The reason there hasn't been any evidence presented of a savior coming and liberating anyone is because it doesn't exist. The reason no one can give you a timeline, a specific date, even though they'll say this curse is over in 400 years. We've reached the 400 year mark already. But people are satisfied not knowing a date or a time when their savior is supposed to come. And that's because the mere notion, the hope, the faith in the possibility is enough to sustain them psychologically, to get them through the mass murders and the public lynchings and the oppression and being locked out of the workforce and being on the bottom of the social scale and conditioned to believe that you are nothing because you are an eumelanated individual who is a descendant of Africans from the continent. Rather than face that reality, we prefer to act as a hamster on a wheel, running in hopes that the savior will one day appear. But we refuse to entertain the notion of what if it's just us. Now, I understand if you want to believe in something. Again, I partially believe in different aspects of different religions. As I said, as an open-minded individual, I have to consider the possibility of everything. I have to consider the possibility that there's a biblical curse. I don't think that there is, but I have to leave a little bit of leeway open to believe that that could be a possibility. I have to leave it open that it's a possibility that there is a savior who's going to come when however many years or millennia pass, that savior will one day come, and maybe we just don't know the day, the time, or the hour. But I also have to consider the possibility that it's just death, that there is no savior coming, that the work that needs to be done, the fight that needs to be fought, will be fought by us because we are all that we have, and that the one single thing that we should be doing that we have not done is unify. And our unification will act as our savior. But when you're dealing with a group of people who don't believe in themselves because they've been beaten down and told that they're nothing and they've accomplished nothing, it's no wonder why you have to put all your belief, your hope, your faith in an entity that you have not seen, that none of your people have seen, that nobody can really tell you about the existence of beyond that book that you have. It's no wonder that you would think that the power has to be external because it's not internal, it's not in you. You've been told constantly that you are nothing, you contribute nothing, and that's largely still happening. But even if you look at groups of people who do have spiritual beliefs, they also have beliefs in themselves. They get up and they do stuff. You may have people within the dominant white supremacist society who subscribe to Christianity, and we know this was the case with the Ku Klux Klan, but they never waited for a savior to come and carry out their wishes. What they did was they carried them out on their own, and they simply used their spiritual belief system to justify it. They would say God ordained them to enslave Africans, God, or put them in a position of superiority, and therefore they are righteous in carrying out their actions. This is what they've told themselves historically. So they never really sat idly waiting for a savior to come give them permission to do anything. And largely, no other group of people do this, but we do this. So what is the difference between them and us? Well, they have self-esteem, they have confidence, they have belief in their abilities. We do not have this. So even if they believe that there's a savior, they also believe in themselves. We are the singular group of people who believe solely in this notion of a savior coming to do the work for us, while we just only have to simply sit and wait. You've been told that all you have to do is call on the name of Jesus, and you've been calling on it for hundreds of years. But you still have the hope that one day a savior named Jesus will appear. And I'm not here to tell you that you can't believe in this. You have every right to believe in this. I understand why you would. I understand how daunting and hopeless our situation really is. I understand how discouraging it really is and how psychologically traumatic it would be for you to even entertain the reality that it's just us. But at some point, we may have to think about the possibility that it's just us. How long do we wait for this savior? As our community is destroyed, as our children are psychologically damaged, and this is happening generation after generation after generation, and there's no intervention from any savior. But we convince ourselves that if we just keep on waiting, wait into perpetuity, and one day this savior will arrive. But we refuse to entertain the notion that it's just us, because this is one more reality that we are terrified to face. We live our lives in fear of dying, fear of confronting, fear of our own greatness, fear of understanding that it may very well just be us out here. There may be no savior, and it may be incumbent on us to become our own savior, unifying with each other, becoming of like-minded, setting out to accomplish that one goal together and accomplishing it. We can look throughout history and we can say, well, we were the kings of Egypt and we made all these accomplishments, but do we really believe that? Because if we did, would we really be placing all our hope in the power of an external entity that we've yet to meet and none of our family members have ever met? No one that we've known, their family members, have ever met this person? We can't look to any history book to see when this whole savior has appeared to do anything for anyone, but we'll convince ourselves that the Bible was written for us, by us, and that it makes all the sense in the world, although it's incredibly contradictory. We refuse to acknowledge this because we don't want to believe that it's just us, because many of us really understand that with the mindset that we're dealing with, if it's just us, then we are doomed. But how much less doomed could we be to believe in an entity that has never been here, that we have no evidence of existing, no real evidence? I get that people will convince themselves that something is evidence, and even the smallest thing is enough. But there hasn't been any conclusive evidence to substantiate the existence of a savior, but we refuse to look within ourselves and realize that it's quite possible and highly likely that it's just us. But this has been another episode of the Cynthia G. Uncaged podcast. As always, love yourself, love your blackness, and love your people.